بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had commenced with the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his meeting with Fir'aun later on in his life. And as we had mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran says that we had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam 9 miracles, 9 signs to take to Fir'aun and his people. And from these 9 signs, 2 of them were regarded as the main miracles, the main signs of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Both that have been mentioned here, the first one is the staff or the stick of Musa alayhi salam. And when he would throw this stick onto the ground, then it would turn into a serpent, into a snake. And the second was when he would place his hand under his armpit and thereafter take his hand out once again, then his hand would be glowing and shining. So this was the second sign. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam displays both these signs to Fir'aun and his people. And now comes the reaction. What do they do when they see this? قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. So the leaders or the ministers from the group of Fir'aun, when they saw this, then they said to Fir'aun that indeed this person is a very knowledgeable sorcerer, magician. This must be black magic that he is doing. يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ. And his intention is to kick you out of your own land. In other words, he wants to bewitch the people and he wants to convince the people that he is special. And in this way, he will try and take power away from you, authority away from you, and eventually drive you out of your own town, and he wants to claim leadership for himself. So they were paranoid, and in this way they tried to convince Fir'aun of this also. So then they say to him, فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ, that what advice do you give us? What command do you issue to us? How do we deal with this problem that we have? So they then consult amongst themselves, and they then say, قَالُوا أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَأَرْسِلْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. That let us put him and his brother off for a while. Let us try and delay them for a short period of time. And they then tell Fir'aun that why don't you send people to all the different cities and towns under your rule, hashirin, who will be summoners. In other words, who will summon and call for you. Who will they call for you? يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. They will bring to you every learned and knowledgeable sorcerer in your kingdom. And these people can then now oppose Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is what they decide to do. They let us try and put them off for a while. Let us try and pull some time with them. And we'll send messages out throughout the kingdom. And we'll bring all the sorcerers, all the magicians. And in this way we will try and defeat him. So this was done. وَجَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, when these magicians came, وَجَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ, the magicians came in front of Fir'aun. And immediately the first thing they say to him, قَالُوا إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. They ask him that, O Fir'aun, will we be paid for our work if we are victorious, if we manage to overpower Musa and his brother? So this was their mind was on their payment, on what they stand to gain from this. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention this? To highlight the difference between the response of these magicians and the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The Anbiya, as we read throughout the Quran, whenever any Nabi would come to his people, then immediately he would say to them, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I'm not asking for any fee, for any monetary recompense. My reward will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, these magicians, because their goal was this dunya, they were not sincere, they were not doing it for Allah. So they immediately were worried about their payment, about their wages, their salary, what will they stand to gain from this? So they asked Fir'aun, will we be rewarded, will we be paid for this? قَالَ نَعَمْ. So Fir'aun says, yes. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Not only will I pay you, will I reward you financially, but you will also become from amongst my close ones. In other words, I will reward you with money, and I will reward you with status also. So you will get both of this if you can fulfill this task for me and defeat Musa. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. So these magicians agreed, and eventually they now made a meeting with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah speaks about how they had gathered all the people in public, and they felt that now this will become a clear sign that that Musa is a magician, will defeat him. So they then address him, Ya Musa, O Musa, Imma an tulqi, wa imma an nakuna nahnu al-mulqin, that either you throw down your stick first, or we will throw down our sticks first. So they gave him the choice. Qala alqu, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he is divinely instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say to them that you throw your sticks down first. He wanted them to display whatever magic they were capable of. Falamma alqaw, so when these magicians threw down their sticks, Allah says, saharu a'yunan nas, they bewitched the eyes of the people. In other words, they had mastered the art of illusion. So in this way, they made the people, or they made it seem to the people that their sticks had also turned into snakes. And Mufassirin go into great detail regarding how they achieved this. Some have mentioned that they would paint stripes on these sticks, and when the sunlight would shine onto it, then because some of the paint would reflect the light of the sun, and the other portion of the paint would not reflect the light of the sun. So as the gazes of the people began to move from side to side, to them it seemed as though these sticks were also moving. But in reality it was just illusion, it was just trickery, it was just magic. It was not anything real. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ, they cast fear into the hearts of the people. وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ, Allah says they displayed great magic. In other words, they were very skilled at their art. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ, so at this juncture, it seemed as though they had achieved what they wanted to achieve. Allah says, we now inspired Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We sent wahi to him that you also throw down your stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does this, Allah says, suddenly, إِذَا, this comes to show suddenness. Without there being any delay, now what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had thrown down turns into a serpent, and it then moves around and swallows up all these sticks that these people had brought. So this was now real. The stick of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turns into a real serpent, a real snake, and it moves around and begins to eat up these sticks that the magicians had thrown down. And when this was done, now it became clear to the people that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in reality divinely assisted by Allah. And these magicians had done a great act of magic, but this is something beyond magic. This is now divine assistance. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقِّ, Allah says, truth prevailed. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and whatever they had done was nullified. All their magic was now nullified, was wiped out. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ, these magicians were all overpowered. They were all وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ, and they were completely debased, humiliated, disgraced in public. So this was the outcome when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, we'll continue tomorrow inshallah. Later on, Allah mentions the reaction of these magicians. They were sincere, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this a means of their iman. But the lesson thus far, as we mentioned in the beginning, that there are many parallels between the life and the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the lesson for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and specifically for the Quraysh of Makkah at this point in time, is that you may try to persecute Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, belie him, and when he invites you to worship one Allah, then you may try from different angles and different ways to turn the people against him. But because he is divinely assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day will come where the people will also realize that what you are doing is not sincere, and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is doing is divine. And eventually the people will also come onto his side. And we saw that it was just a matter of time. Fath Makkah came, and then the majority of the Arabian Peninsula accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq and the correct understanding.